Right, welcome everybody to the Localisation and Economy Workshop. This is an opportunity to really work together and to try and come up with some practical ideas to take forward. So this is a sort of output session. Before I start with that, I'm going to invite Michael Bailey to feed in just briefly a summary of the local banking workshop. Then I'm going to feed in a few key points that came out of the localisation and green business workshop. Then what we're going to do, I'll just explain the structure of this session, is to get into small groups, I suggest twos or threes, to come to talk together just for a few minutes to generate ideas, and then to feedback to the whole group, going to record them on the flip chart, and then do a voting system to decide which ones we want to prioritise. We're not necessarily going to be able to take forward all the ideas and work on them in detail. We certainly don't want to lose any of the ideas, but there might be some that we can actually try and fit into various headings, which you should have on your sheets, where we're looking at the Green New Deal in terms of what could be the implications nationally for the Sustainable Communities Act process. How can we feed those ideas into that system? What might be able to work locally, thinking about the Sheffield Economic Master Plan, the amendment to next week's council. There are various ways in which we can feed in to the local authority structure system, and anything that's very much about local communities or individual action we might want to take back to individual groups as recommendations. So we'll be looking for the formation of perhaps three or maybe four small groups to really work on those ideas. Our time's limited, so really the focus is on trying to get something written down on paper which others can then take forward and have as part of the outputs of this conference. So Michael, would you like to...
A rather daunting task. Peter North gave us a fascinating example of a whole series of different attempts to set up a local money of some sort in order to stimulate economic activity, people's ability to feed themselves at the local level. He raised the important question of what do you mean by the local level? And in true academic style, he managed to point out the disadvantages and advantages of each of them. And the range was absolutely fascinating, and it realises a lot of experience abroad, but there are very real question marks about the lot, and you've got to consider whether the time you put into developing such a local money is indeed time well spent. And then what David Mitchell was talking about was in some ways a particular example of this. And really, wouldn't that be possible within Leeds to get together a fascinating bunch of people? And the key thing about both of these, it seems to me, was that talking about what are the criteria that you use to determine the nature of this local money. And to some extent, what is it for? What is the myth, to use a completely different word, that lies behind this money? And can you make a myth which is sufficiently powerful and long-lasting to enable it to gain the credibility of local people and businesses? I think that's probably, if I said much more, it would go, and it might as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just briefly, and you know, forgive me if I've missed out some key points. Our workshop next door, which has just finished, we had Julio Gash from Bag It, Don't Bin It. He was talking a case study of a local green business. Some of the key issues that came out for me were how much can the supply chain be local, how much must it be necessarily be international, what to do in the current financial credit crunch in terms of finances, what help is there for small businesses, the importance of values of individual members of staff, that having people who share common values about real sustainability, not greenwash, and how to engage with a local authority, how can a local authority help green businesses. What sort of accreditation systems might there be, what sort of opportunities might there be for buying local, having buying local policies and so on. So those areas. We also had Karen Leach, who's also here, from Localised West Midlands. Lots and lots of ideas there where they've actually tried to apply Colin Hines' ideas to an entire region. And one of the key things that came out of it for me were how you were trying to take examples of a fairly niche area of pilots like farmers markets, lots of good examples of localization. But to bring them into the mainstream, how do you extend localization and make it mainstream? There were ideas about finances, linking with what you were saying, Michael, about mutuals and credit unions, local authority bonds, and an interesting idea about Islamic finance, the Sharia banking, which actually means basically it's against usury or against making money through interest and so on. And actually, they have a system where they're trying to make things work so that you can't trade anything unless you actually own it, basically. So it's controlling local finance. There were lots of other ideas. I hope that we've got a sprinkling here of people from both workshops and from other workshops, and maybe ideas from the conference as a whole that we can feed in. So what we're going to do now is I'd like to get into small groups. You can choose twos or threes, but perhaps not more than three, and just spend a bit of time talking in your small groups about what would be the key priority for you if you had to pick. So we're just going to allow you one issue to put forward. What would that issue be? Okay, in terms of what you would like to see happen. Think of the whole conference and think of the theme of the local economy. What would be your number one priority? And then I'll start recording those up on the chart when you're ready to be back. Okay, so just 5 minutes or so. Yes.
Okay.
Right, can we come back together again? I'm going to go around to each group first of all and ask for their top priority idea that there was a general consensus or at least a majority in the group that felt that that was the idea that they put forward. I'm going to record those here. So I'll go around once and do that, and then just in case we missed some other ideas that people felt perhaps a minority in the group felt was also important, I want to record them up here on the improvised extra flip chart so we don't lose them. Those ideas will not be lost, but we're only going to actually focus on one or two in terms of actually fleshing them out and trying to take them forward as outputs. Can we start with this group here? What was your top priority idea? You're not ready,
I mean, we did talk things through, but it's all very embryonic. We thought that local authorities should be prepared to support local enterprises with two ideas, two conditions, I suppose you'd say. A preference for those that would employ other workers, give employment locally, and local workers, yes. And for those which could be resourced locally as well, in other words, not importing materials from across the world. What else was there?
Rob, do you want somebody else to describe?
It's all right, no, it's fine.
And those should be paid for with, like, community bonds.
The community bond, yeah.
That's, like, savings.
Okay, does that capture it? Local authorities should support local enterprises which employ local workers and are resourced locally and financed locally.
Yeah.
Okay. Next group.
Okay, well, probably inevitably, but the idea we decided to look at was the community bank idea, that a new kind of bank that would provide appropriate finance for the transition economy on a local level.
Okay. New kind of bank to provide appropriate finance for transition economy on the local level.
Yeah.
Thanks, group.
We would like a community bank for Sheffield. We didn't think about whether it ought to be wider, but we decided that we would like the identity of a Sheffield thing. We would like it to be backed with local authority bonds and get savings from residents. And we can imagine it investing in insulation of houses and renewables. We're aware that at the moment credit unions are thronged with people who want to join because of the present situation, financial situation, and we want this to sort of bump up the availability of the chance for people to actually have secure savings. And we can see it linking as well to sort of reinvigorating local post offices up to the local.
Okay. Community bank for Sheffield backed with local authority bonds investing
in insulation renewables, possible link to local post factors.
Okay.
We were talking about the solutions that would result in localization. So our priority, was to get a system, I guess national, maybe even global, probably global, of true costing of goods and services. So, costs of goods and services, reflecting the true cost, environmental. And that would include a labelling scheme of goods and services to enable the consumer to make those choices. So whether that was food miles, or whether that was carbon emissions, carbon footprint of goods and services.
Okay.
Do you reckon that implementing that would necessarily result in localization?
Okay, I've got a system that recognises the true cost of goods and services, e.g. labelling on food miles, carbon footprint, and the aim being to go towards localisation.
Okay. We were also very interested in developing a financial vehicle. We were able to specify what a financial vehicle whereby we could invest locally. Yeah, we can define what local, we're kind of more aware of this puppy, which is around what local means. And the things that we were interested in investing in were energy efficiency and renewables, and food, particularly an agricultural bond, sort of CSA, community support for agriculture.
Okay. Financial vehicle for energy efficiency, renewables, and agricultural bond.
There's
another two here.
Sorry.
More ideas.
I think the top point around enterprise. I'd like to see government money that's spent, from central government locally on business support being redirected into new forms of enterprise support around the Green New Deal. So it links in with the top one, basically, but it might kind of actually elaborate on that in a more constructive way, how that would happen.
New ideas.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Well, ours really came down to a single word, which fortunately you provided for us, which is subsidiarity, which is what, when the EU talks about it, it means everything should be done at the lowest possible level in terms of organisation. So the general principle, the overriding principle should be that everything should be done at the smallest possible unit of society. And this would mean a local mixed economy. So business, social, manufacturing, provision of services, leisure facilities, chance to use one another's services, keeping money circulating locally, refocusing on the locality. There is an overriding principle that everything is done as locally as is possible with a reasonable degree of efficiency. Fair enough?
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. I want a fab lab, though. Put that there. Fab lab.
Shifting business back to local economies away from industrial parks.
Yes, that was an important one. But we wanted business locally. Yeah, as well.
Business being located at parks. And I'd also like business land as well. public and business.
What's, can I point a clarification? What's a fab lab?
A fabrication laboratory where you can make almost anything.
Okay.
Okay. Only 50 grand. That's all it costs.
There seems to be, I mean, What I would normally do at this point is get people to do a voting system, something called an omni-vote, where everybody can vote as many times as they want, but obviously if you vote for all of them, you'll get all of them and you won't get any further. Having said that, some of them are fairly close to each other. I wonder if it's worth asking if any of the groups are willing to see their proposal as sufficiently similar to another one for us to take it together. So, for example, we've got new kind of bank, provide appropriate finance, the transition economy, community bank for Sheffield. I don't know whether your bank was...